I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Six believers in Libya could soon face the death penalty for sharing their faith. Riyad Jabala with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
Libyan Christians are particularly vulnerable to persecution, especially those from a Muslim background.
Libya's constitution guarantees religious freedom to non-Muslims. However, it also defines Islam as the state religion. While there are no anti-conversion laws per se, the Constitution's loose wording provides space for persecution. The six believers are still waiting for a court date.
We don't know exactly what's going to happen to them. Maybe they're going to kill them and nobody knows. So just we pray for them.
Ask God to intervene on behalf of the Christ followers in Libya and grant them freedom. And men often take several wives in rural Kenya. When the man dies, his family takes over the estate and each wife is left to fend for herself and her children. Kenya Hope offers a two-year path to safety through its Widow's Mite program.
It immediately starts providing food assistance. Each month we start training the widows in a job skill. We're also doing chronological Bible training with them. Each woman is given an audio Bible so she can start hearing God's word for herself. Anytime a widow completes a skill, we give her everything that she needs for business for her own.
Today on International Widows Day, you can give a woman and her children hope for the future. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We are very intentional about what we're teaching and that there's a timeline because we don't want them to think that this is going to be a handout. It's a hand up. It's giving them a skill to provide for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.